All right, tonight is part two of Psukah d'Zimra. It's the fourth in the series overall. Again, I thank Avi and Becky Katz for sponsoring. Last week, we discussed the first half of Psukah d'Zimra, which was the longest part of the davening. And tonight, we'll get into the essence of Psukah d'Zimra and learn what Chazal perceived as man's essential function in the world. We left off last week at Yehi Chavod. Yehi Chavod is a leket psukim. It's an amalgam of different psukim taken from different parts of Tanakh, all of which basically revolve around the same theme, and that's Malchios. Malchios Hashem, the kingship of God. So, as we recognize God as the king, as the melech, we are then prepared to begin the essential Shevach Hashem, which is Ashrei and the Halalukas that follow. Yichavod Hashem Leolam Yismach Hashem B'masov. The Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik, said, just to whet your appetite, what's the difference? A lot of these phrases sound repetitive, but in fact, they're very specifically composed, obviously. Or Ruach HaKodesh. Yichvod Hashem li'olam, that God's glory should exist forever. Yismach Hashem b'masav, he should rejoice in the works of his hands. So Yichvod Hashem li'olam, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that the Kvod Hashem is always manifest in everything that happens. But Yismach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, is happy, feels joy, meaning has a sense of completeness about his creation, only b'masov. It's when man, and specifically Klal Yisrael, fulfill his word. So that is the essence of Malchios. And Yichavod Hashem, in that entire paragraph, deals with Malchios Hashem. Now, I mentioned last week that it's the second half of Psukah d'Zimra, which is really the essential half, that which cannot be omitted. And therefore, I want to start by looking at number one, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Beis Amud Aleph. I'm sorry, Siman Nun Beis Sif Aleph. The halachos of latecomers, Rachmana Litzlam. Im Bola Beis HaKnesses Umotza Tzibur B'Sof Psukah d'Zimra. If a person comes to shul, let's say he was stranded in a flood that suddenly happened on West Englewood Avenue, and it took him an additional 15 minutes to traverse the street, and he walks into the end of Psukah d'Zimra. Omer Baruch Sha'amar Ad Mehulo Batish Bachas. He should say Baruch Sha'amar until the end of the bracha. V'achar kach Tehilo L'David, then Ashrei Ad Me'atov Ya'ar Olam Haluka. And then he should say, Halu es Hashem min Hashamayim, Ad Lufnei Yisrael Krovo Haluka. That is Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches. Then, Vacharka Halukel Bekotcho, which is Kuf Mem Tes, the next to last capital in Tehillim. That's what he should say. Those four, Baruch Shamar, and the central three paragraphs, Ashrei, Halu as Hashem min Hashamayim, and Halu Kel B'Kotcho. Why that is, we'll discuss tonight. The Rama adds, Vim Yeshlo Shahus Yoser, if he has more time, let's say he didn't come at the end of Psukah d'Zimra, but he came in the middle of Psukah d'Zimra, then he should say, Hodu Lashem Kiru Advu Rachum. He should start from the beginning, after Baruch Shamar, until V'Rachum in Hodu, where that pasuk is recited, and then Vurachim, V'Yedaleg Ad Vurachim Shekodem Ashrei. Then Vurachim is the last pasuk, next to the last pasuk in Yichavod. Then say Ashrei, and then continue Ki Beintayim Eino Rak Psukim Ulukatim V'Acharkach Ishtabach and Yotzor. Then he continues the davening. The ideal is to say V'Yispalel Imatzibur. He should daven the Shmon Esrei with the Tzibur. If he doesn't have that much time, Gamizmor Halos Hashem and Hashemayim, he should say, in addition, Halos Hashem and Hashemayim, that Kuf Mem Ches that I alluded to. And the Ramah continues, Im Od Ein Shos, if he has no time at all, Lo yomar rak baruch shamar tilu David v'yishtabach. And that's the essence of Psukei Dezimra. Baruch shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. U'mikol makom yomar kol habracha shemechuyav levarech baboker. At the very least, even before that, ideally if he's late, he should say before coming to shul, to say those introductory brachos like Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaTorah, etc. I made copies, not to everyone who's here, but if you want, of something that I published years ago. One of my legacies as president of Out of Queens, the only legacy as president of Out of Queens, that insert which was distributed widely and put in Sidurim in our area, if you come late to shul, I think it says at the top, don't come late. But if you come late, this is what you should say. So you feel free to take one and bring it to shul and give it to your neighbor when they come late and they want to know what to do. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in 2, Sifkat and Aleph, that im bala beis haknesses motza tzibur besof psukei dezimra, avol lechatchilo roi lovo lebeis haknesses bashkama. Lechatchilo, it's best to come to shul early. Hashkama. Kidei shelo yitzarch ledalek. So you should not have it necessary to skip any paragraphs, but have a complete tefillah. You should come to shul bashkama. Not to choose any minyan at random, because everyone notices, those who come on time, that the attendance when davening starts is less than universal. But I was at Tashkama in the Shabbos. Some people at Tashkama are more suited for Ma'arava because they're walking in so late. But certainly, if you want to be part of Hashkama, you should come when Hashkama starts. But no doubt, all minyanim, whenever a person comes to Davin, they should come on time. Lateness is a psychological compromise between someone who has to be somewhere and doesn't want to be there. So they come late as a balance. And of course, in terms of tefillah, beis haknesses, that certainly is never appropriate. What's the specific problem here? So the Mishnah Berurah continues, Ki kasu asfarim sh'amagid hizhir leveis Yosef lavo leveis haknesses bashkamo kidei sheyuchal l'spalo kiseder v'lo b'dilug. The beis Yosef himself was admonished, come on time, you shouldn't have to skip. Ki ha'osa kein ma'peh chatzino ros. It's a Kabbalistic term. The one who comes late and has to start jumping around in the Siddur, he's mapecha tzinoros. He is distorting, he's upsetting the pipeline. Meaning, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, tefillah is a pipeline that runs from us, Lashamayim, and conversely, Lashamayim to us. We want the response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if our flow of tefillos is impeded, meaning the order is not the order as dictated by Chazal, so it's literally, and Moffin can address this, literally as if you put the wrong pipe connected to the wrong part, and then it doesn't flow as well. And a diminished flow hampers the tefillah. A hampered tefillah is an ineffective tefillah. So a latecomer who has to skip, or for that matter, one who comes late and has to catch up very fast, or miss davening with the tzibur, Shmon Esrei, so all those things are mahape chatzinoros. They upset the pipes. The flow is impeded, and therefore the tefillos are not as effective. The harbe anshe masen is an interesting point. Many worthy people, because of this, many people come late. They'll daven a regular tefillah, and so they won't daven with the tzibur Shmon Esrei. I've seen that as well. The Chacham Tzvi, who apparently wrote other tshuvos than that relating to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, although no other tshuvos is well known. Kosav Shemasha Kosav Sefer Zohar Sheishu Spalo Al Seder Heinuke Sheinu Spalo Matzibur. When does the Zohar say to daven a straight tefillah even if you're late? When you're davening alone. But im echar lavo leveis haknesses uvokish atzibur mispalin kuli alma modu she diyadale kedei lespal betzibur. But if a person's davening in shul and he comes late, then the Chacham Tzvi, everybody said, that he should skip in order to say the Shemoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur. And at the very least, he should say Bar Shamar Ashrei and Yishtabach. So that's the basic format. We try to have a holistic, complete tefillah, a tefillah that is not broken up, and yet, if it is, there's certain essential Kepitlach Tehillim in Psukah Dezimra that must be recited. Those are the ones we'll discuss tonight, and we have to understand exactly why those specific ones were chosen. Now, let's look first at Ashrei. If you have a sitter, of course, it's helpful, but not indispensable. Now, Ashrei, what we call Ashrei, actually begins Tehillah LeDavid. That's Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. The two psukim beginning Ashrei taken from elsewhere. Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha Od Yalucha Selo comes from Tehillim Pei Dalid. And yet, at a very early time in our history, already the time of the Gemara, it was appended to Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, Tehillah LeDavid. You look at number 17 for a moment on the back side. I squeezed it in there. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Nun Aleph, right in the middle, he says that as a proof that Ashrei existed already in the time of the Gemara, these two psukim of Ashrei, V'gdimu lozeh shnei psukei Ashrei, Ashrei Yoshev Yisrael, Ashrei Shekochalo, V'gam bizman HaShas Hayakein, Sheharei Amru Sham Mibnei Ma Lo Nemra Nun Ba'ashrei. One of the questions we'll see Chazal ask, why is there no Nun in Ashrei? But you see, it was called Ashrei. It wasn't called Tehillah LeDavid. So apparently Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were inspired when they formulated Psukei Dezimra to put in these two psukim. One from Tehillim Pei Dalet, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, and the other is actually the very end of Tehillim Kuf Mem Dalet. So it's actually a lead-in. Ashrei Om Shekochalo, happy, fortunate, praiseworthy is the nation Shekochalo, who has all this. That capital Kuf Mem Dalet has a long list of national blessings that the Jewish people receive when we're worthy. Ashrei Om Shekochalo, Ashrei Om Shashem Elokov. Fortunate is the nation whose God is Hashem. So Ashrei is one of the most famous of all the tefillos. Look at number 3, back on the first page. The Gemara Brachos Daf, Dalid Amud Bez. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avino. Kol ha'omer Tehillah LeDavid b'chol yom shalosh pamim, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. A person who says Ashrei 3 times a day is guaranteed that he's a zocha to the world to come. Yeah, seems simple enough, not that bad. And we say Ashrei 3 times, one in Psukah Dezimra, one in Kiddusha Desidra, after Shemoneh Esrei, right before Uval Atziah, before Lamatzayach, and once at the Mincha. Those are the 3 times. Person says Ashrei 3 times a day, has to be Ben Olam Haba. Why that is, we'll discuss. But what's so significant about Ashrei? My time off. Maybe we'll say it's because Ashrei or Tehillah LeDavid is written alphabetically. So it's not the only kapitel Tehillim written that way. Nema Ashrei Tamimei Derech De'asya B'tamnio Afyon. Why don't you say Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, which is also written alphabetically, but it has 7 psukim for each letter, as opposed to Kuf Mem Hei's measly 1 pasuk per letter. So you'll say no one's going to hang around to say 154 psukim. No one's going to hang around to say that. I know people who would, but you have a few other kapitlach that also are written alphabetically. One we say every Shabbos, the Ladav Vishanosos Tamo, and also Tim Kuf Yadalit, Odes Hashem, which is each half pasuk is alphabetic. But the Gemara continues. So that can't be. Elamishum de Isbe Poseach Es Yodecha is a beautiful pasuk, Poseach Es Yodecha, who mazbi alocho chayratzon, that God opens his hand and he provides all creatures with their needs, satisfies the desires of all living beings. So in that case, Neima Hal Goro. Say Hal Goro, which we also say Shabbos morning. Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdo. There it has that same idea. Dichsiv Bei. No Sein Lechem L'chol Basar. Ki Le'olam Chasdo. You have the same basic idea. Elos, the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dispei Tarte. You have two such concepts in Ashrei. One is the Aleph Bet, and the other is Posech Es Yodecho U'mazbia L'chol Chai Ratzon. All right. What does this mean, really? I will pick up the next fragment of the Gemara in a few minutes. But you have a few interesting concepts so far. One, the person who says Ashrei thrice daily, Ben Olam Abba, and you have the Aleph Bet, and you have Poseach Es Yodecho as well. Now, let's understand first, what is the significance of the three times? This is a beautiful tzlach in number four. The tzlach, Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya, was the commentary in Brachos written by the Noda B'Yehuda. It's funny when you say the name of someone who wrote a book, the tzlach, he is another book that he wrote, the Noda B'Yehuda. It's from Yecheskel Landau, who's a chief rabbi of Prague, a great Talmud Chacham. So he writes in the tzlach a very interesting point. He says about Gimel Pom B'Chol Yom, why this number? So Rashi says it's Per Keneget Shalosh Tfilos. You have Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. V'Omer Ani Shan Hogas Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Adam Ischalik L'Shalosh Midos. He says God relates to people in three ways. One is the Midas HaChesed. One is the Midas HaDin, and the other is a combination of both. For example, Midas HaChesed Sheyesh Zoche LaOsher Gadol V'Chavod Gadol. Some people, life shines upon them. They're blessed with wealth, with honor. They seem to get whatever they want. That is a person who's blessed. That zeh chesed. That's the one God deals with midas hachesed. V'yesh lehepech, kol yemei ani ro, mechusa lechem, ve'orum, ve'yochef, u'meduka b'yisurim. Sometimes you find the reverse. Rahman al-Islam. A person is poor, he's ill, he's troubled, naked, barefoot, he suffers. Zeh dinu mishpat. So God relates to him through the midas hadin, the attribute of justice. V'yesh derech mimutza, beinoni. You have the middle category, which is really most people. Lo ani v'lo ashir, not poor, not wealthy. They have good times, they have bad times. That's a combination of both. And he says, it's just like the day. There's a part of the day where it's very bright, sarayim. There's a part of day that's completely dark, night. And there's a part of day which is twilight. Whether it's early in the morning or late afternoon, you have both as well. Vizel onos shalosh midos haniskarim. Those are the time periods that correspond to these three attributes. And the three tefillos too, Erev Avoker, V'tzaharayim. V'roi l'chol odom b'chol mido shemodei lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu hevimodei lo ma'od. With each measure, each way God relates to someone, a person has to not only accept it, but bless God for it. A person says Ashrei. Ashrei is the ultimate praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started by saying, what's man's basic function in life? It's to praise God. To be mahalel u'mishabeach Hashem. To praise God. How do we praise God? We praise God through our deeds, and we praise God through our words as well. This, Tehillah LeDavid, is the prototypical praise of God in word. It's the old, and that's what the tzlach means. A person surrenders to the melech, he accepts the Malchus Hashem in all its guises. He commits himself, Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech, I'll exalt you, my God, Avroch Hashim Chalolam Vod, and bless your name forever and ever. A person who does that three times a day, mindful of the fact that we do go through certain ups and downs in life, and nevertheless, we're Model HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that happens to us, Ala Tov, Tovu Meitiv, Ala Ra, Dayan O'Emes, we're Modef everything, so that person's a Ben Olam Abba. It means our heads are screwed on straight. our souls are developing in such a way we'll be able to appreciate the world to come, the world of souls. It means that individual is grounded in the reality and attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tehillah David has a very unique status in our literature. It's the only capital Tehillim that begins Tehillah, Tehillah David, and ends Tehillah, Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Bi. It begins with praise and ends with praise. What's three times? We know what three times is. Chazakah. Three times always a confirmation of something. So a person who immerses himself in Tehillas Hashem, in this ideal praise of God, three times a day, that person is drawn closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ashrei is the prototypical Tehillah because it's written in Aleph Beis form. Why? Because when we use the letters of the alphabet, one after the other, it means we're trying to enunciate the praise that's all-encompassing. A praise that utilizes the limits of man's intelligence. You know, it's always harder to write poetry that rhymes, that has a certain mnemonic to it, because you're limited in your choice of words. When we use the Aleph Beis, it's the greatest expression of human intellect, through David HaMelech, of course, as well as it represents the infinite nature, as if we take every letter of the alphabet and use it in a form of exaltation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thereby stating that we are trying to praise God in every possible way, using every possible adjective and every tool at our disposal. It's as if all the letters are being used and there's nothing left to say. And of course, Poseach es Yodecho, Umasbia L'chol Chai Ratzon, that one pasuk is a pasuk which articulates, acknowledges God as the Borei Olam, the creator of the world, the Manhig Olam, the one who runs the world still, and Mashgiach, the one who supervises the affairs of mankind. He created everything, and he still controls everything. You have in that one pasuk all those ideas. That's why that pasuk is an essential pasuk. So essential that the Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Aleph Siv Zayin, number 7 on the page, Sarach lechavein bepasuk paseach es yodecho. One must have special kavana, just like we'll see in Shemon Esrei. You must have kavana in the first three brachas, the Shema, the first pasuk. So too, Psuka de Zimra. In all of Psuka de Zimra, one must have special kavana for this pasuk, Poseach es Yodecho, because it's a praise of God, which is a synopsis of all possible attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we can mention. So much is packed into that one pasuk. V'imlo kivein, tzorach lachazor la'omro pamacheres. If you have no kavanah for that pasuk, you have to say it again. Say it again. I remember growing up in yeshiva when I was young, hearing the Rebbeim Davin, they would say this pasuk 3-4 times. 3-4 they'd say the pasuk. Ad kedei kach, that one has to have kavanah for this pasuk. I think, if you put me to it, that's why the minig is to touch the tefillin at Poseach es Yodecho. Not so much because tefillin is essentially tied to it. I think these things are just interspersed, so we shouldn't forget Hafesach Hadas from tefillin. But why here? Because by moving your arm to touch your tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, it slows you down. And it reminds you you're about to say this pasuk. So once you're touching the tefillin, you'll remember as well to have special kavana for this pasuk. Even if you're not wearing tefillin, nonetheless, at this point in Ashrei, we slow down and say this pasuk with more intense kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah says in 8, Sifkot and Tesvav, why this pasuk? She'ikar mashekavu lomar tila david b'chol yom hu b'shvil oso pasuk. The reason why we say Ashrei so many times is because of this pasuk. Shemazkir bo shvacha shakadosh baruch hu shu mashgiach habriyasov u'mefar nesan. It's an acknowledgement that God watches over His creatures and sustains us. This pasuk links us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very direct way. It takes that pipeline and clears it of any dross, of any refuse that otherwise would obstruct it. this pasuk ties us directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Paseach HaSyodecha. Now there's one other interesting comment the Gemara makes, going back to 3, the Gemara Brachas, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, because as everybody knows, there's one letter of the alphabet omitted from Tehillah David. Amar B'Yochanan, Mipnei Malo Nemar Nun B'Ashrei. Why is there no Nun in Ashrei? It goes from Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim, Shaltucha B'Chol Dor B'Dor, that God's kingdom spans all eternities, and his dominion is throughout every generation. As an aside, the Gra always says of this, because this type of phraseology is used a few times in Tanakh. What's the difference between Malchus and Memshala? So Malchus is an acceptance, a willing, voluntary acceptance of the kingship of God. Malchus cho Malchus olamim. But Memshala is a coerced acceptance. It's against people's will. So Malchus cho Malchus kol olamim. God's kingdom is kol olamim. It spans all worlds. We have a recognition of what the next world is, the future world. The Malchus Hashem is accepted by all. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. But Memshaltecha b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, it was still weak. Mankind certainly is weak and intellectually, spiritually incomplete. So the most we can hope for is a Memshola in this world. Similar phrase at the end of Pesukah Nizir, at the end of the Shira. Ki Lashem Amlucha u'Melshel b'goyim. Hashem Amlucha, because we accept the Malchus Hashem voluntarily. Eagerly, we're about to become a Malchus Shemayim. But Umoshel, he rules by coercion against on the nations of the world. Anyway, Malchus Hamalchus Kolomim, and the next pasuk is a non sequitur. What's the ideational flow? Somech Hashem Lecha Noflim V'Zokef Lecha Kfufim. How does that follow Malchus Hamalchus Kolomim? So Nun is omitted. Why? So the Gemara says, "Mipnei sheyesh ba mapalason shel sone Yisrael," because it has within it, that pasuk contains the seed of mapalason shel Yisrael, the down of sone Yisrael, the downfall of the enemies of Israel, which of course is a euphemism. It has within it the downfall of the Jewish people, our persecution. Tichsiv, for example, a pasuk in Amos. Nafla lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael. The maiden of Israel has fallen and will not be able to rise. So of course the question is, why did this pasuk have to be used? And that's the response. Nafla lo sosif kum. So David said, Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim. God will support all those who have fallen. First of all, this pasuk is an Amos, which came after David. So why would David have to use a pasuk that related to Nefilah? Why was the Nun omitted? For example, in the Ladav Bishanosa, the Nun is there. So why was it so necessary to omit a Nun here? The Tzlach again says in number 5, a very beautiful pshat, that here this is all praise of God. So why would we think to incorporate in praise of God, Nafla lo sosif kum v'sulas Yisrael? How is that a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Tzlach quoted Rashi in Parshas Nitzavim, Lefi Shashamu Yisrael Klolos Shebimishna Torah, Uvetarskan. When we heard the Tochachon, Chukosa and Kisavo, Hariku Pneim, our faces turned white. Amru, they said, Mi Yuchal Lamod Be'elu, who will be able to withstand all these curses? So Moshe began to pacify them, Atem Nitzavim Ayom, you'll hear, you'll manage, you'll see, etc. V'inei Lefarish Eicha Yisuma Klolos Heim Ekaimenu Matzivin. What was Moshe's answer? Moshe said, Atem Nitzavim. So what? These curses are prospective. They're in the future. It's nothing happening now. So how are the people comforted by that? So the Tzlach explained that what Rashi means to say is these Yisurim, these Klolos, these sufferings, these curses, Hu Shehem Imarkin Ha'avonos, they cleanse us of our sins. V'hein Peiraon Ha'chov, they're like the payment of a debt. Note the word, he says, the word puranus, trouble, punishment, is the same word as peraon, payment of a debt. Kivyochol, when we sin, so God collects on the debt, and we are spared. and everything is squared away. So in fact, what happens is that it is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that here God chose a people. How is His Malchus apparent? His Malchus is apparent on earth through Klal Yisrael. We suffer, yes. But that suffering is also praise of God because we survive. We're never destroyed. Somech Hashem l'chol hanoflim v'zokev l'chol akfufim. Eventually God redeems us. So that's why the Tzlach said this becomes praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes it an even stronger praise? So look at the Gemara's continuation. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael mitartzei lo hochi. They would teach the pasuk in Amos, not noflo sosif kum, that the Besulos Yisrael has fallen and will no longer arise. Rather, noflo vilo sosif linpol od, as if the pasuk would read, noflo lo tosif, we've fallen, we'll fall no more. Kum Besulos Yisrael, maiden of Israel, now rise up. Similar to the phrase we have in Lachadodi, Kumi, Livshi, Bigdei Sifartechami, arise, Kum Besulas Yisrael. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Hochi Chazar David Usmachon Ruach HaKodesh. David, nevertheless, through Ruach HaKodesh, made an allusion to this Nofel Ososif Kum, Shenemar Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. In any event, you see from the Tzlach, this is the implication of what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Noflo lo tosif. That's a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people can be battered and persecuted. And nonetheless, kum, besulas Yisrael. We always arise again. And when we arise, we're like a young maid, revivified, fresh, vigorous, able to move history forward even more. Marsha asks, what's David's Ruach HaKodesh here? What's the Ruach HaKodesh? All things are in Ruach HaKodesh. What's Somech Hashem L'chanoflim is different. So he has an intriguing answer. He said, since David omitted the Nun, we might think that there won't be a Mapala. Why did David omit the Nun? There shouldn't be any allusion to the Mapala, implying there wouldn't be any. We'd never suffer. Build the base of Mikdosh, and the rest is a very pleasant history. The Ruach HaKodesh, he added Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim because he saw that in fact the Mikdash would be destroyed and we would go into exile and there would be Nephilos in Jewish history, but we would recover. And that's why he wrote Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim V'zokev L'chol HaKfufim. That is Ashrei. So many dimensions to Ashrei. Again, it's the heart of Psukah D'Zimra. That part of Psukah D'Zimra which a person can never omit, even one stressed for time, it's Baruch Shamar, and then Ashrei. And then it suffices, because Ashrei is a synopsis of all the possible praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can articulate. Then the Hallelujahs start. So if you look at number 9 in the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, first, let's go back to 7 first in the Ramah. The Omrim Posuk Sununalf Siv Zayin. A person ends Tila David with the Posuk Vanach Nvorech Ka Me'atov Yad Alom Haluka. So that Posuk is not part of Tila David. That's also an added Posuk. Where's that from? We all know. It's from Hallel. La Mesim Haluka V'lo Kol Yarda Duma Vanach Nvorech Ka Me'atov Yad Alom Haluka. So why is that added? So the Torah writes, according to Rav Amram Gaon, that it's added, it's appended simply as an introduction to Halukas that follow. The rest of Psukah D'Zimra starts, each paragraph starts Haluka, so therefore Ashrei ends Haluka. The Beis Yosef quotes the Eshkol, there's a different reason as well. That since we say a person who says Ashrei three times daily, Muftach Loshu Uben Olam Abba, Zochet L'Chai Olam Abba. So therefore, that's our Tehillah, the final Tehillah. V'anachnu nevorech ka me'ata v'ad olam. That our desire is to be zoche, not only to life in this world, but to life in the next world as well. Muftuch lo shebon olam haba, life in the next world. So there we continue our life's quest, which is to be Mahalalei Hashem. Now, the concept of praise of God, the word which includes everything within it, is that famous word, Hallelujah, which is very popular throughout the world. The Goyim made it very popular as well. So Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So what is that word? So he said, Rabbi Yochanan did, Hallelujah, V'keisko, V'yedidyo Achasein. It's one word, not two words. The significance of that we'll discuss in a moment. Kiyod al keis ko, he said one word. Yedidyo, one word. Haluka as well. Ravamar keis umerchavyo achasein. Where do we say merchavyo? Min ametzar karasi ko. Anoni v'merchav ko. So he says that's one word. Ravamar merchavyo bilvad. So now the Gemara says, according to Rav, you see, haluka is not one word, it's two words. Ibayaluhu haluka l'rav mai toshma amarav chazina tile debe rav chaviv the ksibu halu b'chad gisa v'ka b'chad gisa. Rav said he saw in the Tehillim scroll in Rav Chaviva's house that it had halalu at the end of one paragraph and at the top one column at the top of the next column said ka. Implication is it's two separate words. Upligad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My haluka, haleluhu behilulim harbe. Praising God with many praises. Haleluka. It's a catchword that includes all praise of God. Upligad didei adidei. Elsa Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gave it a different explanation. Dumb Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, basor ma'amar shal shevach nemar sefer tehillim. You have 10 expressions of praise in sefer tehillim. Nitzuach, atzamaseach. Lamenagein, maskil, mizmor, shir, ashrei, tilo, tfilo, hodo, haleluka. Gogol, mikulon, haluka. Haluka is the greatest introductory praise. Shekolel, shem, v'shevach, b'vasachas. Because it includes God's name and praise of God in one word. What is that? Kolel, shem, v'shevach, b'vasachas. That's the beauty of the word haleluka. Haluka, praise God. If it's two words, it's an action. If it's one word, it's a declaration. And that's what the Gemara says. That's how we hold. Haluka is really a declaration that we make. Our essence, what we want others to do, haluka, praise God. Whatever we represent in the world, however people look at us, they should see in our appearance, our visage, our conduct, one phrase, haluka. That we're people who praise God. And that's what really is a buzzword. You know, people will ask, how are things? Baruch Hashem. The older version of Baruch Hashem is to say, Hallelujah, praise God. And in fact, we don't say Hallelujah anymore, probably because the Christians took it over. It's a very popular phrase there. But it really is ours, of course. And that was that word, that one phrase, is the ultimate praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You first see it in Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph, Haluka Odes Hashem. That's where it's found. Now, the question is, of course, why do we say Ka? Why Ka? Why not some other Shem Hashem? Why not the full Shem? Ka is just half a Shem. Yud A. So the Medrash Ohr Tov says that Ka is used because even if it's our greatest ambition in life, we are still limited. We cannot fully praise God in this world. In this world, God's throne is incomplete and His name is incomplete. But that is still a great aspiration that we have to be those who praise God. The Gros said, what's the difference? He explained that Ashrei, it's fortunate to those Yeshuvei Secha who dwell in God's house. They come to Shul, they come to the Mikdash, they're fortunate. But the greater fortune, even more than that, Yahalucha Selo. Those who are forever praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is an even greater praise. Now, this, that's the end of Anachnu, and then the next kapitel starts, and you have the balance of the halukas. First, Kuf Mem Vav, Halim Nafshi is Hashem. So each of these halalukas, and if I just say one or two ideas about each, we'll understand. Each of the halalukas essentially have a basic theme. It's not saying all the same thing. Each of it has a basic theme. We want to just look for a moment at number 6 in the Radak. Radak says that these are Radak on Tilo David, Kuf Mem Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Eile Hashisha Mizmorim at Sofa Sefrim Kulam Tilos Akel Yisbarach Ushvacho. These 6 Mizmorim, till the end of Tilim, is all praise of God. Every possible facet of praise of God is included here. That's why it starts Tilo, ends Tilo, so Kuf Mem Hei. And this is the first one. Umosai Tia Tila Sakel Gedola. When will the praise of God be its greatest? The Kibbutz Golios, because again, now we're limited to the half shame, halukah. But Kibbutz Golios, when the Gula comes, Shayir Kol Ha'om Aniflo Shayasim Yisrael, everyone will see, we will see, we'll behold all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Kol Yisrael. Lefichach Hizkir Bem Kibbutz Golios Abin Yerushalayim. That's why the next Tehillah, Kuf Mem Zayin, contains the references to the Gula. Now look at the bottom. Bamizbonim bozeh mizmor yirabo niflos abori mishpatav al bruav. In this one capital of Ashrei, there you have the quintessential niflos abori in every aspect, the universe and man. The others become gradually more specific. Halali nafshi es Hashem, kuf mem vav. Praise Hashem, my soul. Nafshi, my soul should praise God. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Ruach HaChaim that Halim Nafshi Es Hashem, that really is our aspiration. Tefillah Keneged Karbanos Tiknum. Tefillah corresponds to Karbanos. So our tefillah, each of our tefillahs, are like Karbanos. If that's the case, so every word we say is part of our Karbon. What's the Karbon of the Mispalel? Our soul, our Nefashos. We offer our Nefesh. What else do we have to offer God in tefillah but our soul? What is our soul? It's that most unique dimension of man, the part of us that enables us to perceive the Chochmas Hashem, and in which we utilize in His worship. That really is the unique dimension that exists for human beings. So therefore, when we are mispalel, Halleluka, Hallelu Nafshi Es Hashem, we try to arouse our souls to praise God. This capital focuses on one point, as you could well see. Al tiftachu ben divim, it's praise of God in the affairs of man, especially for the persecuted. God's matir asurim, nosim lechem l'revim, shomer zgerim, yosam amana yaodet, etc. It's a tehillah of hope, of encouragement to every human being. But God is not just God over the universe, but in fact God is there to sustain everyone who's downtrodden, who feels disconnected. A person can elevate himself, really uplift himself from any type of depression, simply by seeking that contact, that point of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you turn and look at number 10, this is from Tali Oro's citation of Rosh HaSalvechik. Ahal Hashem b'chayoi, hazamer l'olokai b'audi. I'll praise Hashem while I live. I'll make music, sing to my God while I exist. What's the difference? So he says there is a difference. That a person, every human being is a chai, but other creatures are chayim too. Animals are also chayim. What's the unique dimension of man above the animals? We're midabrim. We speak as well. So, ahal Hashem b'chayoi. While I'm chai, alive, so at the very least I'll praise God. Praise God in simple terms. Hilul nase lav dafka b'peh, not necessarily verbally, ele b'chol dover u'masa sheyesh bo bitu l'shevach v'odah. Everything that we can do, which expresses praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But b'odi, while we exist, while we exist fully in our vigor, in our health, in our passion, with all our commitment to Avodas Hashem, then azamr lelokai. It's not just enough to praise, then we have to sing, we have to make music, we have to fully articulate our praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first kapitel. The next, Kuf Mem Zayin, Haleluka Hitov Zamra Elokeinu. It's good to make music to God. Ki Na'im Navasila. This praise is of the national praise of God for the national life of Kal Yisrael. How the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends to protecting the Jewish people in every generation. And of course, it's certainly the wonder of the political world that we still exist after 37 centuries and counting. That we still exist, it's nothing short of a miracle, but it expresses very vividly the providential hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, the best is coming. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitchei Yisrael Yechanes. God will yet rebuild Yerushalayim, yet gather the exiles, etc. All these things in this kapitel testify to the uniqueness of Kal Yisrael. Now, Kuf Mem Ches is that kapitel which we isolated before as the most important parak after Ashrei. If you think back to last week, don't even think. Look at number 15. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, when Rabbi Yossi said, Yechelki Migomri Hal B'chol Yom, Ki Kamrinam Pesukin Zimra. One who says, Pesukin Zimra, is Rabbi Yossi wanted to be with that person. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Pesukin Zimra? Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim. Halu As Hashem in Hashamayim, Halalu Kael B'kotcho. This praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course, this is what we noted in Nun Beis, that if a person is late to shul, he should say this after Ashrei. So what is so spectacular about this kapitel Tehillim? Note the progression. Halus Hashem, min Hashamayim, Bamromim, Malachov, Tzva'ov, Shemesh Rech, Koch Ve'or. It's a very utilizing every element in God's created world to join with us in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at number 11. All this from the Tali Oros. Quotes the Ibn Ezra on this kapitel in Tehillim. Zeh mizmor nichbad meod. It's a very exalted psalm. V'yesh bo sodos amukim. There are deep mysteries contained therein. Next, in 12, from Yesod v'shorash ha'avodah, he writes, Roy lomar bislavus yoser tzumo. You should say this with a greater, more intense enthusiasm. Ki mizmor ze ikr psukat izimro. It's the essence of psukat izimro, as Rashi says. And in this mizmor remuzim olomos elyonim and lomin ma'od. We make reference to hidden worlds beyond us. Halu bamiromim. Praise him in the heights. What heights? So we know what heights. There, most of the universe is inaccessible to us. We go outside, it's a clear night, so you look up. So the stars are inaccessible to man, and the galaxies far beyond that. Halu Bamromim, not just Min HaShemayim, which we see. Bamromim, the heights, the parts of the universe that we cannot see. V'ogam be'olam ha'shofel kozeh, Sivola olomos hakadoshim ha'olyonim shi'ahalu v'yishabchu laborei ein sof baruch hu uvaruch shmo zichro lo'ad. That's halu. Halu is a tzivui. It's a command. We command the universe to praise God, to join us in praise of God. Bishah, that's from the Rebbe Reb Nachman, poor people. Bishah sha'omer halu shem ha'shamayim halu kol malachov. We're calling out to the world, to the universe, to praise God. This arouses us to daven with greater kavano. Now that we're calling the distant worlds to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean? So think, here we are, small, insignificant, finite, temporal people. None of us are here for many years, and yet God gave us the capacity to call to the heavens, which will long outlive us, to the galaxies, which we can't even imagine, to join us as fellow creatures, to us, secondary creatures, notwithstanding how magnificent it is, to join us in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes this praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so sublime. We mobilize the universe. So in fact, we say this, we're basically enunciating that tefillah is more than an individual act. It's not just me davening. It's a rallying cry for the entire creation to join along as well. Now, if you look at 13, Halus Hashem and Hashemayim, quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, that Amispal Tzor Sheitin Einov Lamata V'Libo Lamala, we daven, we should have our eyes down and our minds above. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote, Klomar Sheachshov B'Libo Ki'ilu Omeid B'Hashemayim. Person davens, he has to imagine himself that he's standing in a celestial realm. We're no longer here. We're in a celestial realm together with Malachov, Tzuav, Bruav, Shmei Shamayim, etc. All being Mispalel, all being Mehalel, Hashem Yisbarach. If we do that, we're Omei B'Shamayim, then perforce, V'yasir Milibo, Kol Tanuge Olam Hazeh V'chol Hanoah Saguf. We have to delete from our minds any notion of this worldly existence, any pleasure of this world, of this body, whether it's food or drink or money or cell phones, etc. As the elders said, "Kishetirtze lechavein pshot gufcha me'al nishmascha." If you want to have kavana, you have to strip your body and just leave the soul, leave the world. Focus on nothing else but the words of the tefillah and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula'achar shi'agia l'zor machshova. When you attain this thought, yachshov gam kein kilu hu omeid beveis hamikdash ulamato. Then, if it gets too cold in the heavens, so you should think, I'm standing in the beis hamikdash, keneged kodesh kodashim, which is a thought that we'll return to when we discuss Shmona Esrei. And this way, the tefillah will be acceptable before God. Finally, in 14, one thought from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. What he's saying is that to say such a kapitel Tehillim, man has to transcend his earthly limitations. Bechol eis, at any time, and certainly we're davening before our Creator. Sarach hodam shetei shukas nafsho biboris baruch shmo. We have to have an intense desire. Our soul has to desire the Creator, muvdal u'mufrash mikol inyanei ha'olam hazeh, separate and apart from this world. We really leave this world. That's why it's so unsettling. It's almost ridiculous, if you think about it, that a person would try to leave this world and stand in the celestial realm, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then be talking to someone about nonsense. It's almost unimaginable that we put ourselves in those situations. What does it reflect? The difficulty that we have in separating ourselves from a ta'anuge ha'olam hazeh. It's difficult. Not impossible, but it's difficult to do. But that's the test of tefillah. If we want to say halalu min ha'shamayim, halu bamromim, we have to separate ourselves. And at that moment, we're not part of the world. We have no phones. Chazal said we have no wallets. Nothing. Can't hold anything while you're davening. Nothing. And anything ha'olam hazeh, it's not part of our mindset. And if it is, we're not davening properly. It's as simple as that. That's the essence. We'll get back to the second essence after that. We'll look at Kuf Mem Tes. Shir Hashem Shir Chadash. Sing to Hashem a new song. So on one level, it's the song of the future, right? In Kuf Mem Zayin, we spoke about the Geula. So Shir Chadash is the song of the future. But the Radak says it's more than that. Shir Hashem Shir Chadash is we ourselves as individuals should not be limited to the Tehillos and Shiras of David. We have to make our own Shir Chadash, write our own songs, our own praises of God. We should be able to extol HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own ways because every person is different. So we have to be composing praises of God constantly because even though Tehillim is coming to an end, nevertheless, praise of God is undiminished. Yismach Yisrael be'osav, b'nei tzion yagilu b'malkom. So Reuven Melamed writes, again, what's the difference? Yismach Yisrael be'osav, Klal Yisrael exults in its maker. That's everybody, every Jew. But b'nei tzion, he wrote, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, yagilu b'malkom. Not in their creator, but in their king. one has a closer relationship to a king than to a creator. In Eretz Yisrael, they're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're closer to the king. So that's Yagilu. They rejoice. They exult. Gilu is a higher form of happiness than simply Yismach. Kuf Nun ends the Tehillim, and in the priority that we mentioned before, if one has time for just Ashrei and something else, so we say, Halos Shemel Hashemayim, we say this as well, Haluka Halukel Bekodsho, Halu Brikiyavzo. Here you have 10 references of the word Haleluhu, praise Him, praise Him. Not Haluka, Haluhu, which is a greater declaratory statement. Praise Him, it's a final demand that we make. That with every tool that we have, every instrument that we have, what are musical instruments, Howard? What are musical instruments? A window to the soul. It's the voice of the inner person that cannot be put into words. What's the classic expression of that that we have? Shofar. The shofar is our voice that does not have words that we utilize in Rosh Hashanah. We run out of things to say, so we use the shofar. Every instrument bears within it that ability to praise God, to touch an aspect of the soul, which music does, that words cannot necessarily. That's why this Tehillah, Kuf Nun, is the final capital in Tehillim. It's the one which after Kuf Mem Zion is the one that must be recited as well. Kol HaNishama Tahalel Ka Halukas. You have 10 Halulukus here. Praise Him, praise Him. Like 10 Mamoros that God used to create the world. This is the final call to Israel to be Mahalei Hashem. Kol HaNishama Tahalel Ka. Every soul with every breath should praise Hashem. And the Yalkut says, the famous Yalkut Shimoni, Kol HaNishama, every soul should praise God. Al Kol Nishimo, Nishimo, Shunoshem. With every breath, every single breath that a person takes in this world, Sarach L'Kaleis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to extol God with every single breath. That, of course, is very unique. Doesn't mean that we're davening the whole time. On the contrary, doesn't mean we're davening. The famous Chazal about Chanoch, who died young, in the Parshas Bereishis. Vayisalei Chanoch es Elokim beinenu, ki lo kach es Elokim. So Chazal say he was a shoemaker, sandal maker. With each stitch, he'd be mahalel shivchei shvachos l'kadosh baruch hu. So a person is involved in praising God, not just in tefillah, but in deeds as well. With every breath the person should take, we should have in mind, how am I contributing to the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now we come to the denouement. Notice the essence of Psukah Zimra ends here, but for Yishtabach, which was from Anshei Knesset HaGdol as well. The balance, we'll just touch on briefly, they come from a much later period in our history, probably from the time of the Gaonim and beyond. Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen is again a leket psukim, a collection of psukim that all start with Baruch, meaning praise. Tehillim has ended, but Birkas Hashem continues past Sefer Tehillim, and the Budur Ham says that's why it's here, because we don't finish anything. It's just Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen. God is blessed forever and ever. Uvorach Shem Kvodo Li'olam. The brachos of God continue even if we are now short of words. Now why do we say Vayivarach David? Vayivarach David is from Divrei Yomim. Atu Hashem Levadecho is from Nechemya, which takes us to the Shira Sayom beginning Vayosha. So why these things said? It's very interesting that people should know that Vacharos Imo Abris is not a separate paragraph, even though the Siddurim have it that way. Why is it written like that? It was written like that as an indication to the Mo'el at Bris to start saying this out loud. But for whatever reason, over the centuries, we turned it into a separate paragraph, ending the previous one, Umatsasas Levavon Nemon Lefanecha, which is actually the middle of the pasuk in Nehemiah. It's just the mile supposed to start out at Bris, to Chorisimah Bris. So for that reason, every Siddur was published that way, even though it's really part of the same pasuk and part of the same paragraph in Nehemiah. Why do we say this? So the Tur said, this is all an introduction to Yishtabach. Because in Yishtabach, there are 15 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see the Mishnah Berurah number 19, Siman and Gimel, Sifka and Aleph. Kol HaTesov Shvachem Shevi Yishtabach, Shiru Shvacha, Halel Vizimra, Oz, etc. All those are taken from Vayivarach David, Vichoros, and from the Shiras Hayom, where these expressions are going to be found. Vayivarach David from Divrei Hayomim, David HaMelech gives Shlomo the keys to the treasure house, all the things that he's prepared for the Beis HaMikdash at the end of his life. Vayivarach David es Hashem l'hinei kol hakol, vayomer David, baruch atah Hashem elokei Yisrael avinu, and then he charges his son, his acknowledgement that our wealth comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atah Hashem levadecha es Nehemiah, came from an amazing period in our history. Nehemiah returned after Ezra. This was from the Shiras HaLeviim. Once the Leviim and Nehemiah, Ezra were able to cajole the Jews into divorcing their non-Jewish wives that they'd taken back with them to Eretz Yisrael, and to start again obeying the Torah. Atah Hashem levadecha was that declaration of praise the Leviim said. Which brings us to Shiras Hayom. Shiras Hayom, Oz Yosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael, was a minute. A minute, that's all. It was never part of Psukat Yizimra inherently, because Psukat Yizimra, Yishtabach doesn't mention it, but we say this on Shabbos morning, in the paragraph right before, V'makalos, Rivos Amcha Beis Yisrael. How does that end? Al kol divrei shiros v'sishbachos David ben Yishai. It's a wonder I know it. I so rarely get to daven for the Amid here. But Shiros v'Sishbachos, David ben Yishai, all of Tehillim are the words of David ben Yishai. So how does Shiras Hayom get in there? So it was added later on as a minig, probably by the Gaonim as well, saying that it's impossible to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu without mentioning the Gulas Mitzrayim and that beautiful praise of Hashem that we uttered after being saved at Kriyas Yamsuf. It's impossible. So therefore, Oz Yosher Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. It's such a minig, and really it's not opposite to the rest of Pesukim Yizimra, not being Shiras David. Then the Rambam's Nusach HaTfilah, he puts it after Yishtabach, saying it's a hefsek to say before Yishtabach, because it's not what David HaMelech said. Finally, Yishtabach, final bracha. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah in Nun Gimel Sifkat Nalef has these 15 Shavachos, Shu Shavacha, Yizor Mot Shalola Hafsik Beinayan. Should be careful not to break up, interrupt the recitation of these Shavachos. V'mafsik Onsho Gadol. One who interrupts, his onesh is very great. That's why you should never repeat. But certain places you definitely can't repeat, and this is one of them. You can't break up this series of praises, because again, it's an all-encompassing phrase. Almost, we bring in every possible expression of praise that we have. As Rav Hirsch writes, Lashon HaKodesh is rich in expressions of adoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 15 are mentioned here, so you have to say them all together. But Ein Tzarach Shiyu B'Neshima Achas, you don't have to say them in one breath, but you have to say them consecutively. This is the concluding bracha of Psukat Yizimra. Remember we discussed it last week. Baruch Shem is the first bracha, Yishtabach is the end. The Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Dalet Sif Beis in 18, you shouldn't say Amen after that. That's the middle of the bracha. Ela achar chei olamim, that God is the life giver of the world. Then we say Amen, because that's the end bracha. Now, this, of course, again, is a summary of everything that we've said. Yishtabach shimcha lo'ad malkeinu, our king. Your name should be praised forever, Akel, Melech, Godol, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem. Kael Melech Gadol Batishbachos. God who is great in his praises, exalted through praises. Kael Ha'udaos, God of thanksgivings. Adon Niflaos, Master of wonders. Habocher B'Shirei Zimra, who chooses musical songs. What does that mean? Chooses musical songs. Hands out, what do they give the musicians? Grammys. No, look at number 20. Rav Schwab writes, Habocher B'Shirei Zimra, Kol Habriyo, Elyonim V'Tachtonim, Mishabachas U'Mahalelas Tomei Kadosh Baruch Hu. All creatures praise God. Some verbally, some silently, like Hashemai Misabim Kvod Kael. Aval Shem Yisrach Mikol HaShevach V'Ashir Shekol HaBriyo Bochar Dafka V'Shiri Zimra Shel Am Yisrael. Of all the possible songs of praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu could choose in his world, it's not the chirping of the bird nor the rotation of the luminaries. It's the words of David HaMelech sung by Kal Yisrael. Vata Kadosh Yoshei Kilos Yisrael. That's HaBocher B'Shiri Zimra. The ultimate praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what Klal Yisrael says. Melech, God is King, Kael, God, Chei Olamim, life giver of the worlds. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's Yachid Chei Olamim, at the beginning bracha. God gives life to both worlds, this and the next. And in 21, the Mabit says, quoting the Tosfos Yom Tov, at the end of Tamid, we say Chay Chay Hashem bePatoch Chay Hashem, never Chay Hashem. Chay Hashem means God is life. All right, you can't say God lives because, as we discussed on Shabbos, the second Yisod of the Rambam, to say God lives means he could or could not. But God is life, meaning that defines his essence, as opposed to what we'd say the Torah says in Vayesh, in Mika, it's Chei Paro, the lives of Paro, such thing you can't say. Chei Nafshecha, those are Bitzere. Here, Chei Olamim is Bitzere, shows HaMechuvon Chayim Shel HaOlamim. It intends to mention that God is the life giver of the worlds, this and the next. And therefore, I leave this one thought. And anyone who takes the Almud, please be mindful of this. It's amazing how people are not. The phraseology is not Melech Kael Chei Olamim, which is not intelligible. And in fact, he writes, a person who says that is denying the second Yesod of the Rambam. There's no such thing as Kael Chei. It's Melech, comma, Kael, comma, Chei Olamim. The end of 21. Lefize bevirchas yishtabach kesheomrim chei b'tzere yesh l'dakdek ulhasmich tevas chei l'tevas olamim shenisma chei l'tevas kel yishtamakilu chas v'shom yesh l'choyos. It's if we're saying God lives. God lives. He can. That's clear. God is life. In this case, chei olamim, the life giver of the universe. That's the phrase, and not as unfortunately you hear many times. It's one of the things I highlighted in the Siddur. Some notice it, some don't. This concludes the Shevach Hashem, the part of Shevach Hashem, and prepares us for the next stage. Once we're deemed suitable praisers of God, we're ready to be Mekabel Al Malchus Shemayim, and we're ready then for the Tefillah par excellence, which is Shmon Esrei, Amido Lifnei Hashem. Next week, the Brachos of Kriyashma. Thank you very much.